Kate is Davish Bataf Kuf Nun of over the bottom of Kuf Nun Hey Amad Bet Mehalkatino Tarnagoli. Amrita Kami de Mar Matnitin Mani. So said before Mar, who is the author of this Mishnah? Amar Lee said to me, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehudi. It must be Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, the Tanya, and the Brighta, Chanotena to Kemach, Chanotena to Chomai, Machron Chayab. That someone puts in, that if someone puts in flour and someone else puts in water, the second person is going to be Chayab for kneading. There's no chiyuv until you actually physically knead the dough. And so because that's Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Shita, it would make sense that he's the author of the Mishnah. This is that you're allowed to put in the water afterward. Dilma adkan lo kama Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda hatam ela kemach de bar gibul hu aval murusin de la bar gibul hafil Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda modeh. Well, maybe you could say that there, Rabbi Yossi would only say that regarding kemach, regarding a flour that needs to be kneaded in order to forge a thick a thick combination of the flour and the water. However, maybe when it comes to mursan, right? When it comes to bran, which doesn't need to be kneaded, once you add the water, it's already like a thick combination, right? So maybe even the Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda would say there that you're going to be chayv just for adding the water. It doesn't need to be kneaded. Lo, salkadai tachma, you shouldn't think to say that. D'tanya behedya, we taught explicitly, and not mind the mursan divrei Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, and not mind the mursan. Then Rabbi said you're not allowed to add water into bran, and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that you're allowed to. So explicitly we taught about bran, so you can't say that it's any different than flour, where he says that you could add water afterward as long as you don't need it. Tan Rabbanan and Govlin at the Kali. Ve'yeshomrim Govlin. Ma yeshomrim. Amram Chizr Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehudi. Right? So this is machloket as to whether or not you can knead sweet flour on Shabbat. Where there's a Yesh Omrim who says that you're allowed to. Who is that Yesh Omrim? Must be Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehudi. Hani Mili Hud Mishani. Hecha Mishani. Amram Chizr Aliyad Aliyad. And that's only where you did it in an unusual fashion. That's why you'd be allowed to do it. Only if you did an unusual fashion, but clearly not in its normal fashion, that would be a problem of kneading. What constitutes an abnormal fashion if you just do it a little bit at a time? Hey, but they agree, however, that you're allowed to make the shatit mixture, right, which is adding honey into roasted barley. Everyone agrees that you're allowed to do that. Furthermore, you're allowed to drink Egyptian beer, a little bit of a separate topic. V'amart in govlim, you said you're not allowed to knead. How could you add honey to roasted barley? Lokasha haba'ava habaraka. That's not a difficulty, right? One is talking about a thick mixture, so it's very similar to kneading because it's a thick mixture. However, what we said that everyone agrees that you're allowed to do is a very thin mixture, and so it doesn't really create the product that kneading generally creates. Right, but even still, it's only if you did it in an abnormal fashion. Hech mishani, and what constitutes doing it in a different fashion, in an abnormal fashion? I'm Rav Yosef. On a weekday, how do you do it? Generally, you put in the vinegar and then you put in the barley. However, on Shabbat, you put in the barley first, and that's how you do the abnormal fashion. That's how you mix it in an abnormal fashion. Levi Bered Rav Huna Barchia Eshkhele Gabla Debe Nashe. They got Gavil, Visafi, Little Ture. So Levi went to the place of the kneader, and he the person who kneads in his parents' house, and he saw that he was kneading dough and then feeding it to an ox immediately afterward. Batash Bay, so he kicked him Atavua Eshuche, right? And when his father came back he saw what had happened, Amarle Hachi Amaravua the Imach says this was the Shita of the father of your mother, Mishmei the Rav, in the name of Rav, Umani Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abahu, and that was Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abahu, who was the father of his mother, Govlin Velo Maspin, Udlo Lakid Belishne Melachtin Le Bani Mili Hud Mishane. Right? So what did his father hold? What did his mother's father hold? He held that that you're allowed to knead, but you cannot feed it to animals afterward. However, with regard to a calf who can't really eat it on his own yet, there you're allowed to put it in his mouth, as long as you do that all in an abnormal fashion. Hey, Mishani, now what is an abnormal fashion that we're referring to? I'm doing it back and forth, like a weave and a woof, like a warp and a woof. V'ha lo me'arev shapir, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, minar l'chali. Right? So, but then you're not, it's not going to mix properly if you just do it back and forth, you don't actually stir it up. Right? So you have to transfer it from one kli to another, and that's how you end up mixing it. Div, a Pinchas said in Zeiri, it's written in Zeiri's notebook, Amarit Kadam Rabbi, who said before Rabbi, Umani, Rabbi Chia, and who we're talking about, Rabbi Chia, Mahu Legabel, are you allowed to need? Amar Asa. No, you're not allowed to need. Mahu Lefarik. What about transferring it from one Kali to another? Amar Mutar. He says, yeah, that you're allowed to do. Amar of Manasya, Chad Kame Chad, Trey Kame Trey, Shabri Dami. If it's one against one or two against two, that you're allowed to do. Tlat Kame Trey Asir. Right? So you put one trough of food in front of one animal, two troughs of food in front of two animals, that's perfectly fine. You cannot put two, however, in front of, you can't put three troughs of food in front of two people. That's considered unnecessary work. Rav Yosef Amar, Kav Afil Kavayim. You can load up the troughs of food with a Kav, even two Kav. Ula Amar Kor Afil Kuraim. Ula says you can even put one or two Kor in it. Ktiv HaPinkas HaDelevi, and it's written in Levi's Pinkas, Amarit Kadam Rabbi. Right? We said before Rabbi, Umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who we're referring to. We're talking about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Al Dahavu Gavlin Shatita Bavel. They would mix in Shatita and Bavel. They would need Shatita and Bavel. Vavat Savach Rabbi, and Rabbi would yell out. Because they wouldn't, because they already accustomed themselves to be a makel according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda's street, and they wouldn't listen to Rabbi. It's written in the notebook of Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. Haiman debichad b'shaba yay gavar velo chadbe chadabe. Right. So now that we're talking about different things that are written in different people's notebooks, we get a little bit on a tangent and say that something was written in Yehuda ben Levi's notebook, and someone was born on Yom Rishon, the first day of the week, he's going to be a strong person. He'll be a fully developed person. Velo chada be, and there will not be one in him. Unclear what velo chada be means. My velo chada be. What is velo chada be? Ilema velo chada letevu v'amar of Ashi ana bechad b'shava have v'ha ela lav chada levishu. Right? So, if you mean there'll be nothing good in him, below Chadabe, not a single good quality in him, didn't Rav Ashi say that he was born in Yom Rishon? So that's difficult. Rather, maybe there'll be no bad qualities in him. But how about Rav Ashi? But didn't Rav Ashi say, Ana Vedami Bar Kakosta Havinan Bechad B'Shabata? But didn't Rav Ashi say that I was born on Yom Rishon, and Dimi, the son of Kakosta, was born on Yom Rishon? Ana Melech, I became king, V'hu Ava Reish Ganave? Right? And he was the leader of thieves. Right? So, clearly, it can't be that there's no bad qualities in them. You can be a leader of thieves. Ella, ikul tave, ikul levisho. Right? Rather, you're all good or you're all bad. You're either the best of the best or you're the worst of the worst. My time out, the ibro be or vechoshech, because that's when light and darkness were created. So you're either light or you're darkness. Hi man de vitre bishaba ye gavar ragzan. My time is de ipligu be maya. Right? So if someone was born on Yom Sheni, they're going to be an easily irritable person because that was the day that the different waters of the upper waters and lower waters are divided, so it's a day that represents division and argument. Hi man, de bitzlata b'shaba yeh gavar atir v'zanayet yeh. Right, someone who's born on Yom Shlishi is going to be rich but promiscuous. Why would that be the case? My time, mishum de ibru be asavim, because that's when plants and vegetation were created, which is very very plentiful. Very plentiful, so there's going to be a lot of them, but it also reproduces very quickly. So that's why we say he's going to be rich, he's going to have a lot, but he's also going to be very promiscuous. Haiman de Ba'arba Shaba, someone who's born on Yom Revi'i, Ye Gavar Chakim Benahir, so someone who's going to be smart and insightful. My Taima, Mishum de Itlube Me'oro, because that is when the different lights and constellations were hung up in the heavens. And they light is compared to wisdom. Hi man, de b'chamisha b'shabbat. Someone who's born in Yom Chamishi, yeh gavar gomel chasadim. He's going to be a person of chesed. My time, mishum de ibru bei dagim v'ofo. That's when fish and birds were created. And the fish and birds don't rely on anyone else for their mizonot. They don't have to work for their mizonot. Everything is readily available, right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu has rach, you know, gives them chesed by just providing their food for them without them having to work for anything. And so it's a day that represents chesed. Hi man, de mali shabta, yeh gavar chazran. Someone who's born on Yom Shishi is going to be someone who seeks things out. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Chazran b'mitzvot. Yeah, he goes to seek out mitzvot. Haiman de b'shabta yehev b'shabta yimut al da'achilu aluhe yomo rabat b'shabta. Right, someone who was born on Shabbat is going to die on Shabbat because they desecrated Shabbat on his behalf. Amar Rav Abar Rav Shila v'kadesha Rabbi Yitkare. Right, that the person who was born on Shabbat is going to be called a very holy person. Amar lo Rabbi Chanina puku amru le levar levi lo mazal yom gorim ela mazal shah gorim. You should go tell the son of Levi that it's not the day that influences who you are as a person, rather it is the hour of the day, the time of the day that you influence who you are as a person. Haiman de bechama ye gavar zivtan. Someone who's born under the influence of the sun is going to be is going to be a particularly radiant person, right? Because it's light, it's under the sun. Yeheh achil mi delay, v'shati mi delay. He'll eat and drink from his own, doesn't have to rely on anyone else. V'rezohi galyan, and everyone will know his secrets. They're going to be very clear to everyone. Im ganev lo matlach, and if he tries to steal from everyone, anyone, he's not going to be successful. Kochav noga yegavar atir v'zanai yeheh. However, someone who's born under the influence of Venus will be is going to be wealthy, but also promiscuous a person. Mishum de safra de chamahu, right? Because Venus is right next to the sun, and it's considered like the scribe of the sun in a sense, and so that's why you're going to be. Sorry, did I skip a part? Because noga ye gavar atir v'zanai. My time. What's the reason? Mishum de itiali be nura, right? So the reason that you're going to be. Because that's where fire was first created, and that's where fire was first created, and so for that reason, you're going to be rich and powerful, because that's when fire was created, and fire represents power. Vishati le second. Okay, hi man debit kochav ye gavar nayir v'chacham mishum nisafra dechamahu. Someone who's born under the influence of Mercury is going to be a very smart, wise person because it's the sun's scribe, meaning it's right next to the sun, so you're influenced by the light of the sun. Hi man de bilvana ye gavar Savel Marin Bane Vesater Sater Bane Achil de Lodile Veshati de Lodile Vrezoi Kasyan im Ganev Matsliach. Okay, someone who's born under the influence of the moon is a person who's gonna have a lot of pain, and he's going to build and destroy things, he's gonna destroy things and rebuild them. He's gonna eat from other people's things, he's gonna drink from other people's things. His secrets, he'll be able to conceal them, and if he tries to steal from people, he's going to succeed. Haiman dibishabtai yegavar mi machshavte batlin. So someone is born under Saturn, so you know all of his kavanas and all of his thoughts are going to be irrelevant. Anything he thinks to do is not going to come true. V'itz damrei kol b'chashvin alei batlin. But some say that those who think upon him, like to do him harm, those won't come to fruition. Hai man debetzedek, someone who was born underneath under Jupiter's influence, yegavar tzadkan, is going to be a righteous person. Amar of Nachum Yitzchak v'tzadkan b'mitzvot, right? Meaning he's going to perform a lot of mitzvot. Hai man div madim yegavar ashid dama. And someone who's born under Mars will be a person who spills blood, right? Mars represents blood. Rashi said to him, "I umna, I ganava, I tabcha, I mehola." I mean, he has many options to be mekayim this influence of blood that's on him, right? So he could be a bloodletter, and that would be a cue of the influence of blood, or it could be a thief, or it could be a slaughterer of animals, or he could be someone who gives circumcisions. All these things have to do with blood, so all these things could be the result of him being born under Mars. Amaravashi is that Amarava ana be maadimave Amarabaye mar nami ana shvekatil. So Rava says, I was born underneath Mars. I'm not, I have no blood on my hands. And Abai said, you're dying in a Beit Din. You put people to death, and that's because you were born under the influence of Mars. Itmar Rabbi Chanina Omer Mazal Machki Mazal Mashir V'yesh Mazal Yisrael. The constellation you were born under gives you wisdom and it gives you wealth, and the constellation that you were born under has an impact even on Klal Yisrael. We believe that it impacts even us. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Mazal Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the constellations have no impact on Klal Yisrael. We are not underneath their influence in any way. Our influence is by Kadosh Baruch Hu. As the Rabbi Yochanan Tame. And then Rabbi Yochanan follows his shita elsewhere. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Binayin Shein Mazal Yisrael. How do we know that there's no Mazal for Yisrael, that we're not influenced by the constellation? Shemar Komar Hashem El Derech Hagoyim Al Tilmedu Umeotot Hashemayim Al Techatu Ki Yechdu Hagoyim Mehema. Right? That don't be influenced by the Goyim. Don't be pursued after their beliefs, because these things influence them. Influence Hem Yachatu Velo Yisrael. Meaning they are influenced by the constellations, but not Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not influenced by the constellations. Rav Savar Ein Mazal Yisrael, and even Rav holds that Klal Yisrael is not influenced by the constellations. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Minayin Shein Mazal Yisrael. How do you know that there's no that Klal Yisrael is not influenced by the constellations? Shemar B'yotzeo Te'alchutza, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Avram outside. What does it mean that he brought Avram outside when he was talking to him? Amar Avram L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Bain Veti Yoreshati. Says the Ribbono Shalom, I have a child, his name is Yishmael, he's going to inherit me. Amar lo, lav, ki'im asher yitzim me'emecha. Says, no, it's not going to be Yishmael, it's going to be your own descendant, it's going to be Yitzchak. Amar lafana, Ribbono Shalom, he's still to be stagnot shali, ve'eni ra'ui lo li ben. But Abraham said, well, I looked into it, I looked into the constellations, I'm not fit to have a child, I'm not supposed to have another kid. Amar lo, tzim yitzagnot shalcha, shein mazal Yisrael. Then Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, yeah, leave your impressions created by you, the constellations that you have, because you're not influenced, you're no longer under the influence of the constellations. My datcha, because what do you think is really happening here? The Kaad Tzedek Mimarav. Is it because you're looking at Saturn, and is it because you're looking at Saturn and it's in the west, and so you don't think that you can have, or sorry, Jupiter and it's in the west, and so you don't think you'd have a child, you're trying to read the constellations. I can move the constellations. I'll put it in the east for you, right? And then there's no problem, right? It's on me, it's not on you, Avram. Right? And that's written that a Kodesh Baruch Hu put Jupiter in the east for Avraham's benefit. And Shmuel Nami in Mazal Israel, and Shmuel also holds this, the Klal Israel isn't influenced by the constellations. The Shmuel, the Avlet Habu Yatvik, Shmuel and Avlet were sitting, where a certain person was going down to the lake. That person is going down to the lake, he's not coming back. Right? So a snake is going to come and bite him, and he's going to die. Amar Shmuel, Ibar Yisrael hu, Azivate. Says, you know, if he's a member of Klal Yisrael, then he's going to go and he's going to come back. He's not influenced by that. Adiyativ Azivata, right? So when the person went down and came back, Kam Avla Shadilatune, right? So Avla got up and took the person's burden off his back. Ashkechbe Chivya the Pasik Vishadi Bitarte Gube, right? And he found a snake that had been cut in half. Right, that was going to attack him, but then was cut in half. Amar le Shmuel, Maya Varata. So Shmuel said, what did you do to make you worthy of such a miracle? Amar le Kol Yom Ahava Mar Minan Rifta Ba'areh Adadi Vachlinan. Every day we go collect bread and give out bread and we eat together. Ha'idna Hava Ikechad Minayin Dilo Hava Le Rifta. But there's a certain person today who didn't have any bread. Havaka Michsaf, and he was embarrassed. Amina Lu Anaka Mina Marimna. So I got up and said, I'll bring bread. I'll go out and get the bread. Bechimata Legabe. When I approached him, Shavin Avshe Kamanda Shak. I pretended like I was taking bread from him, right, so that he would not be embarrassed, because when people saw that he didn't have bread, they would assume that he gave it to me. Amar le mitzvah davarate. So you did a tremendous mitzvah. Nafak Shmuel v'darash, and then Shmuel said as follows: when we say that charity will save from death, v'lo mita mishuna elo mita atzma, not just from an unusual death, but from death itself. It's going to spare you from death itself. When we do Rabbi Akiva nami in Mazal Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva also holds that Klal Yisrael is not under the influence of the constellations. Rabbi Kiva, Havelei Bartek, because Rabbi Kiva had a daughter. Amrilei Kaldai, a certain Chaldean said to him, Ahu yomida aili levei ganana tarek levei chivya umeta. When she goes to get married, a snake is going to come bite her and she's going to die. Hava daig amil tatuva. He was very concerned with this matter. Ahu yoma shakalta le machbanta de tzata beguda. So on her wedding day, she took out a pin, a customary pin that she would wear, and for safekeeping, she put it in the wall, and that was the wall the snake was hiding in, and it stabbed the snake in the eye. So when in the morning when she took the pin out, the snake followed it, and she saw that the snake was dead and attached to the pin. Amar lavua, her father said to him, what did you do that you merited such a thing? Amar le, Vifanya ata anya. So last night, a poor person came. So he went and called at the door, but everyone was engaged in the suda. They didn't realize that he was there. No one heard him. So I took the portion you gave to me, and I gave it to him. Amarla mitzvah. He's a tremendous mitzvah. Right? That charity is saves from death. Not just from an unusual death, but rather even from a death that was bound to happen. It's going to save you. Israel. Clearly from Nachman Yitzchak Shita, you also can't say that Klal Yisrael is under the influence of the constellations. The imid of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amr Lei Kaldai, because the Chaldean told the mother of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Barich Ganva Havi, your son is going to be a thief. Lo Shavti Lei Galuya Reshit, so she had never let him walk around with an uncovered head. Amr Lei Kisa Kasi Rishach. Cover your heads, so you always know there's something above you. And then daven for mercy. He had no idea why she said that. One time he was sitting underneath a palm tree that was not his, learning. Right? And his cloak fell off his head. And that's when he caught sight of the Dekel tree. Alime Yitzira Salek Paske Lekibura Bishine. Right? So he had a desire to go climb up the tree and take off the dates. Right? So because of that, it became apparent that he was influenced to steal, but he was able to protect himself as long as he was davening and going out of his way to make sure that he was a Yirat Shemaim. So he could protect himself. He didn't have to become a thief. Matniti, a new Mishnah. V'chatzen et zlun lefnei behema. You're allowed to cut up gourds before an animal. V'et a nevela lefnei klavim. You can cut up a nevela meat. Ungosher meat in front of a dog. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ima Loit Hanavela Meir of Shabbat. If it wasn't already a nevela meat from before Shabbat, Asur Lefnei She'enu Min Emuchan, because it was clearly not prepared for this use. Meaning, if it just died on Shabbat, right? So then it's mukta because it wasn't prepared for the use of klavim from Erev Shabbat. It has to be prepared. It has to be fit for those things. Itmar Amar Ula Lach Rabbi Yehuda. Right. So Ula says the lacha accords like with Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Av Rav Savar Lach Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rav holds the lacha Rabbi Yehuda. Mi de char mi de chirache de zuze the Rav Asar Shmuel. Right, so Rav holds the lacha is like Rav Yehuda, and how do we know that this is Rav Shita? Right, well, he taught by the case of mats on a ship that Rav didn't allow you to move them because they weren't set aside explicitly for Shabbat, but Shmuel allowed it. Av Levi savar lacha Rav Yehuda, even Levi holds the lacha is like Rav Yehuda. Ki had the Levi ki havu mighty tereifta lekami biyom tava when a tereifa would come before Levi on Yom Tov lo ava chazila ela ki yativ ki kleta. Right, so you would only inspect it. You'd only inspect the tereifa, the animal with a wound next to a dumpster. Damar dilma lo mitkasha vafilu klavim lochazia. Right, because it's already Yom Tov and maybe it's not going to be a kosher animal, and then it's not going to be fit for the dogs. Because if you wanted to be fit for the dogs, you have to prepare it from Erev Shabbat. This wasn't prepared from Erev Shabbat. So it's not going to be fit for anything. So I want to leave it by the dumpster because it's going to be muksa. Shmuel amar alach Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel says alacha files like Rabbi Shimon. But Ziri says alacha Rabbi Shimon. And even Ziri holds that alacha is like Rabbi Shimon. That something that there's no prohibition of something that wasn't explicitly set aside. Right? That's the machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to whether everything is muksa except for those things that are set aside, or nothing is muksa except for those specifically problematic things. So Levi apparently holds like Rabbi Shimon. That's not moving to the Mishnah. Behema shemeta lo zinim koma. If an animal died, you shouldn't move it from its place. V'tirgum haZiri and Ziri said about this behema. It's only talking about behemoth kachim. But if it's a behemoth chulin that you can feed the dogs, you can do something else with it, then you're allowed to move it. It's not muksa. Even Rabbi Yochanan holds like halachas Rabbi Shimon. We have Rabbi Yochanan Achi. Wait. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Rabbi Yochanan halachas k'stam mishnah. But Rabbi Yochanan always paskins like the stam mishnah, the unattributed mishnah. Utanan we learned the mishnah and vakin etzim in a koror. Right? You can't chop wood out of even set aside beams below mina korash nishbar b'yom tov, or from broken beams on Yom Tov. Right, so whether it's set aside or not, you cannot make wood out of it on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yochanan, auk Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda matnilai. So Rabbi Yochanan says that's not an unattributed mishnah. That is in fact like Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda's shita. It's not an unattributed mishnah, and that's why I have no problem paskening against it. Tashma, because we come in here proof that this is the case. Matzchilin ba'arim atateven. Right, so. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to start a fire with a pile of straw. Aval lo be'etzim sheb mukta. However, you can't use you can't use wood that was set aside. Hatam about arzi ve'ashuche. However, that is referring only to cedar trees. Sorry. That Mishnah says you can't use a set aside wood. That's referring to very, very specific wood that is set aside because you're going to sustain a tremendous loss of money by using them. So I feel Rabbi Shimon mode, right? So even in that case, Rabbi Shimon would say that you're not allowed to use those things because those are mukta machmat chetzer and kis. These are expensive pieces of wood, right? So just to make it clear, we said that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon. Then we challenged that shita by suggesting, but don't we have a stam mishnah, an unattributed mishnah that paskins like Rabbi Yehuda? In which case, how does Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rabbi Shimon when Rabbi Yochanan holds by all unattributed mishnayot? Rabbi Yochanan responded, "Oh, that's not an unattributed mishnah because I know who holds by that mishnah. I know who the author is, right?" And then we challenge this a little bit further, and we suggest and we show that there are. Pieces of wood that are not specifically designated set aside as mukta, right? So they were not designated for use. So in theory, you would assume that Rabbi Yehuda would still say they're not allowed, and Rabbi Shimon would say they are allowed. But we have an explicit Mishnah that says that they are usher to use. And the Gemara responds, that's not a rejection for Rabbi Shimon's shita. Rather, that is just talking about very expensive wood. It's very expensive wood. It's called something called mukta machmat chesrom kis, right? It's a type of mukta that is that is created because it's very expensive. You don't want to sustain a monetary loss. That's a unique category of muktzah. Even Rabbi Shimon holds by that. So it's not a contradiction to Rabbi Shimon's shita. Even Rabbi Shimon would say that is indeed muktzah because of chesed and kis. However, if it was not particularly expensive wood and it wasn't set aside, then Rabbi Shimon would say that you are allowed to use them because they're not muktzah. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda would say, unless they were designated for use, you're not allowed to use them. Okay, we'll go with the next tashma tomorrow. Or I guess later today.